From KCRW and KCRW.com, I'm Bob Carlson, and this is Unfictional. Unfictional is KCRW's program of memorable stories and documentaries. It's part of the Independent Producer Project, which is our effort to support and champion the work of independent radio producers. And today on the program, a man climbs over a bridge rail 200 feet in the air and steps off.
I went up there completely knowing and had already made the choice, so there wasn't any stopping and talking. I just got out and dove off.
The Sunshine Skyway Bridge is part of a list that includes the Aurora Bridge in Seattle and the Golden Gate Bridge, places that people often travel to for one dark purpose.
Haven't we all at one time or another thought, could I be crazy enough to jump from a bridge 200 feet and land in water that is going to feel like a parking lot when I hit it?
Rich Halton is a producer now based in Atlanta, but he spent many years in Florida, in the shadow of the Sunshine Skyway Bridge.
You know, for people who don't know, the Sunshine Skyway is to Floridians, I guess, pretty much what the Golden Gate Bridge is to San Franciscans. It's a traffic thoroughfare that they just couldn't do without. It spans the mouth of Tampa Bay. It's about 5.5 miles long. Millions of drivers depend upon it every year. It's part of the interstate system. And about 30 years ago, a ship crashed into it in a really dense fog. But they rebuilt it to have a very, very tall center span. And when they did that, that's what made it attractive to bridge jumpers. If they got up to where the span was the highest, parked their car, they could just go over a small wall and they were in the water. I became kind of obsessed with the bridge and stories about the bridge. And I knew that occasionally people would jump off the bridge, you know, to commit suicide. I never really heard of people who survived. The first time I did is when a childhood friend got shot by his ex-wife. She came over and shot him 6 times and then drove to the Sunshine Skyway. And as the newspaper article says, she put her diamond rings on the dashboard, got out, and jumped. And as it turns out, she survived. And because it was a childhood friend, I just became interested and fascinated with survivors. I could never get her to talk about it because she was in jail for life, and I don't think the authorities wanted her to talk about it. I was lucky enough to finally find this gentleman named Hans Jones. And he was a survivor. There are only a handful of them. And he was such a great storyteller and so articulate, I realized that he could serve as the narrator.
Today on Unfictional, it's the story about someone who went to the bridge with a plan he thought would be his last. And a warning before we begin. While there's no foul language in the story, some of the situations described are not for the squeamish. This is Unfictional on KCRW and KCRW.com.